Now we have in verse 2, it says, a wise servant shall have rule over a son that causeth shame, and shall have part of the inheritance among the brethren. The whole thought here is this. A servant that is faithful is better than an unfaithful son. A servant that you can have confidence in is better than a son you can't have confidence in. Now, I'm sure that there are many that are like that, you know. Abraham, you remember, told the Lord, he says, Eliezer, my servant, has a son, and I want a son. It's much better to have a son. But if the son's not dependable, if he's going to be like David's son that rebelled against him, then certainly it's much better to have a good, faithful servant. And this man David had several that stayed right with him. Now we have in verse 3 another wonderful proverb. A fining pot is for silver, and the furnace for gold. But Jehovah trieth the hearts. In other words, if you want to get pure silver, when you mine it, why, you take it and put it in a fining pot, and the fire's put to it, and it's melted, and you draw off the dross, have the pure silver. The same thing applies to gold. You put it in the furnace, and the dross is drawn off. Now, the Lord puts his servants in the fire, if you please, in order that he might develop something in us. He tries the hearts, that he might strengthen us, make us better sons of his. And God uses those. Now, Peter mentions that in 1 Peter, the first chapter, and I'm reading verses 6 and 7. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory, the appearance of Jesus Christ. God tests you now, because you're more precious to him than gold or silver. And God uses that method. God had a purpose in putting Job in the furnace. God had a purpose in giving Paul a thorn in the flesh. God had a purpose in permitting the period of martyrdom that came to the church. Did you know that period molded the church? And the church has never been as rich spiritually as it was during that period. And today, I would say one of the problems that we have among Christians, well, the prophet said it like this, Ephraim waxed fat and kicked. What a picture. What a picture today of a lot of fat saints. They have everything. And then they become complainers, fault finders, critics, and that type of a saint. And they're really no help to the cause of Christ at all. So God has to put the ones he's going to use in the furnace in order that he might develop there that which he can use. Now, I shared a letter to a lady that's been praying that she might know the Lord Jesus better, that she might grow in grace, the knowledge of him. And what did the Lord do? He gave her cancer. Somebody says, well, that's no way to do. That's the way God does it, friends. And you're listening to a preacher today that knows all about it. May I say to you, I know why God did it. He did it for a purpose. And he didn't do it because he hated me. And that mean letter I got the other day that my wife and I both have cancer because we won't obey God and because we're ignorant and because we're the kind of folk we are. Well, in one way, that's true. But he didn't do it in a mean spirit, the way the letter's written. God did it in a loving way. And you don't know how precious he's become because of that. And I certainly don't wish that for the one who wrote the letter. But I tell you, he certainly needs a little sweetness in his life. Now, let me move on here. Oh, you could get bogged down. These are such wonderful proverbs here.